And that was the incomparable Elaine Silver with Standing in the Possibility, of course. And we'd like to welcome you to Let's Find Out. This is where metaphysical is brought down to earth and made accessible to all. This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. And February is Heart Month, the month of Valentine's. So tonight's show is going to be a tribute to the power and energy and emotion of love. So whether you're spending time with your sweetheart, or maybe your spiritual path has you sharing your love with the whole world, Elizabeth and I are going to talk about it all tonight. Hello, Elizabeth. How are you?
I'm great, Bonnie. How are you? Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day early. That's right, sweetie.
And, you know, it's also the March of Dimes Heart Month. So this is really the month of love. It's kind of my favorite month because I love Valentine's Day, don't you?
Of course I do, yes.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
Anyway, we have a new love coming on the planet with the vibrational healing energy that we're working with, and okay. I think it's very exciting. And I was learning about the solar flares and the new electrical magnetic effects that's also causing some new mystic experiences, Bonnie, which we're finding out through our healing work.
Right, right. I think it's vital for all of us to form new connections with the universe and this new power, especially as we approach 2012.
Well, I do. The last research on the Earth's pole shift as to why has the sun been rising early and why are the birds dying off has to do with the quantum electrodynamics and the approaching 2012. And this has to do with the solar flares, which, of course, we can't control, but did you know that solar flares go through 11-year phases?
No, I didn't.
11-year phases of quiet and 11-year phases of activity, and the next phase starts in 2012, which is very interesting. So it can disrupt our life on Earth very much, and as we align with the Milky Way, the whole solar system is moving anyway through space in a new direction. Right. They're expecting quite a bit of seriously disrupted modern society.
Right. And, well, I can remember during the 1989 solar max, for example, there was a power surge that triggered that was triggered by solar energy, and it damaged transformers, and it left all of Canada or most of Canada and part of America without power for hours.
It seems like that's what they're expecting. The sun is the centerpiece of the Milky Way. It arms up to the Milky Way with an energy stream, and that's the location of our planet system, our solar system. Okay. And the sun is halfway through its estimated 10 billion year lifespan. So the sun's distance from us is 93 million miles. Yet we cannot imagine how hot it is and how much activity is going on in there. Do you know that the high vibration spiritual number is 108?
Oh, yes, of course.
But you can fit 108 Earths into the center of the sun.
Oh,
I thought
that
was
that
interesting.
Something.
So yeah, the heat generated is mind-boggling.
It really is. It really is. It's hard to believe something so far away can have such a powerful effect. But when you look at the way that the Earth is affected by the phases of the moon, I guess that really does make sense. We're all affected by whatever happens in the universe.
Well, in astrology and in cosmic terms, the sun is considered a star. It's just an ordinary star, and it's more than 1 billion stars in our home galaxy, in just our galaxy. And you know we have galaxy brothers and sisters.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure.
So it fuels all of the life and energy of Earth through photosynthesis and drives the climate and weather and is the primary water controller. More than the moon. We always think the moon controls the water.
Really?
But the sun, the sun brings the water, covering this rock we call home. What is it? The third rock from the sun?
The third rock from the sun. That's right. There seems to be a correlation between years of enhanced solar activity, like heightened sunspot numbers, and the severity of weather systems, at least in the northern hemisphere. I don't think anyone really understands how that connection works, but it is fascinating.
One of the most interesting things that I learned when I was doing Rob's show, the X-Zone, was right. that they are saying that there's now spaceships around the sun. They see these cone-like activity, and they have no idea what it is. It's not a part of the sun. So that's another interesting aspect as to whether we're going to now have some friendly souls coming from other parts of the galaxy to maybe help the sun do its change. It's shifting. We're all
wow.
shifting.
Well, what are the theories? That's very interesting.
Well, they don't really know. They just know that there's things there. They do believe that there's some kind of space material, spaceships. Mm-hmm. And they're just, when they're watching the solar flares, because the solar flares produce radiation, and right. they affect long-wave radio, short-wave right. radios, and they affect our radio and television and cell phones.
So you know if it makes me think of, do you remember the movie Frequency with the ham radios
yeah.
and how it affected the Aurora Borealis affected the vibrations of the radio frequencies?
Well, that's what it does.
That's
More
what it
significant
does.
consequences of our electrically charged technology dependent way of life can be devastated within the next 2 years. That's what they're saying. The electrical grid and anything that involves electromagnetic spectrum can be damaged or destroyed, affecting every aspect of modern life as we know it. So that means that we are going to have a power outage, but we're used to our power outages coming back up in a half an hour, and this says right. it can take 10 years.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that would be like another ice age.
It would be like living in the dark. It would be like we'd have
right.
to build the outhouse because nothing would work, and we'd have to go back to our kerosene lanterns like our grandmothers did, or great-grandmothers.
right, great-grandmothers. Wow, that's really something. Now, what are the projections that this is something that we can look forward to in the near future, or is this
well,
as
of
the...
course. The scientific community is not forecasting the end of days, as is currently right. popular with the 2012 doomsday thing.
Right.
But they are sounding a warning regarding the dark side of the sun that will begin in 2012. Now, as you know, the Mayan prophecy, we're about to take our cruise, the Mayan mm-hmm. prophecy predicts that we're going to have two suns. So wouldn't it be funny if there was a fifth dimension sun behind the sun that we know, and we've never been able to see it, but as this sun starts to move, it could reveal another sun right behind it.
Oh, now you have long spoken about the possibility of there being two suns.
A second sun.
That's right. So I wouldn't surprise me any to see it.
It would just be devastating for the United States alone. It would cost billions of dollars to get this redone. And one of the things that I learned, because I have some friends in NASA, you know, I talk to government people all the time, but the friends in NASA told me that we only have one satellite that holds all of the information, whereas we should have one for telephones, we should have one for television, one for radio. We don't. It's all on one.
Right. They all work from the same satellites, the same system, right?
One satellite. So if that one gets destroyed,
yeah, then we're in big trouble.
Right. So I guess that we're going to be talking a little bit more about solar flares in 2012 and the love of Valentine's Day right after this.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition. This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Join me next week when my guest will be Miriam Knight. Miriam moved to Oregon from England from about 10 years ago with her husband Jeffrey, a clinical hypnotherapist. And they both did a midlife shift, leaving high-powered corporate positions to become healers. Miriam is the founder of New Consciousness Review, an online community for readers and authors interested in spiritual growth, enlightened living, metaphysics, and the body-mind-spirit genre. She was previously the publisher of New Connection, a top holistic journal in the Pacific Northwest. Her website is ncreview.com. She was born in Venezuela and raised in Boston. A perpetual seeker and entrepreneur, Miriam has over 25 years of experience on three continents in the corporate and medical fields. A spiritual seeker, perpetual student, energy healer, and well-versed in many aspects of holistic health, Miriam is devoted to applying her experience to inspiring collaboration and positive change on a global scale. So tune in next week, February 13th, 9 p.m., to learn more about her fascinating social network and how you can get involved. The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net. Elizabeth Joyce was born with the gift of knowledge and the gift of healing, and she has studied with some of the world's best teachers to perfect her gifts. Elizabeth believes that knowledge is the key to the soul, and she's created a teaching and informative website. The website, new-visions.com, has more than 1 million visitors since 2005, and Visions of Reality can help you guide your future by working within. Elizabeth teaches developing intuitive awareness classes, and she writes informative articles and books, as well as personal one-on-one counseling with her psychic awareness. For more than 30 years, she has worked with clients worldwide to help them reach their highest potential. She removes blocks, talks with the other side, performs regressions, and clears haunted spaces. She'll guide your finances, love life, relationships, and family life, empowering you to move forward and create a life of balance and pleasure. So visit new-visions.com for more information. Have you ever gone into your local health food store looking for something that didn't exist? Blossom Spring Natural Health Solutions was born out of such a need. As a master herbalist and board-certified holistic health practitioner, I've created a line of herbal remedies and beauty products that have been overlooked by other companies. All-purpose Blossom Salve is the herbal answer for wound care. Use it on minor cuts, burns, abrasions, bug bites, and bee stings to kill germs, ease pain, and promote the reproduction of healthy new skin cells, all without introducing harsh chemicals or petroleum products into the wound. Youth in a Jar is an all-natural herbal facial complex designed to promote a healthy, youthful complexion by reducing fine lines and age spots while increasing elasticity and refining pores. Everything you want for your face in one product. Blossom Spring products are created with all natural and organic ingredients to promote health without destroying valuable flora. Just the way it was when time began, just as nature intended it to be. Blossom Spring is a registered trademark.
Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th, 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Calamon, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle White Dove, Susan Shumsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malku. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. Hope to see you aboard.
You're listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
You got to get up every morning with a smile on your face and show the world all the love in your heart. Then people gonna treat you better. You're gonna find, yes you will, that you're beautiful as you feel. Waiting at the station with a workday window blowing, I've got nothing to do but watch the passersby. Mirrored in their faces I see frustration growing, and they don't see it showing. Why do I? You got to get up every morning with a smile. Beautiful as you feel.
Hello and welcome back to Let's Find Out. That was Beautiful by Carole King. And Elizabeth and I are back, and we're talking about solar flares this February because we're talking about the energy of the heart and the energy of Valentine's Day.
Yeah, but I'm still dancing to Carole King. It was beautiful.
There you go.
I got to calm myself down. I've got a solar flare going through the center of my body.
All right, girl, bring it back down to earth.
You know, I just had a healing with Bonnie McDade. That's what it does to you.
There you go. There you go.
I was going to say, what kind of a healing can be accomplished with this new energy, Bonnie? We're really doing some terrific work here.
You know, every time I answer this question, the answer changes because the energies have been coming in so fast and furious with such love and such incredible warmth that you know it's coming from the divine. And so when I have a session, when I do a session, it's more and more complete. It's more and more comprehensive. I'm doing things in my office that I couldn't have possibly done a year ago or 6 months ago or even 3 months ago.
Well, the knowledge is flowing in, and I believe the knowledge is coming from our past lives in Atlantis as well as our future. Mm-hmm. The knowledge is just coming in.
Yes,
so
it is.
That's great. And now we have improvised all kinds of wonderful healing for the spiritual chakras. But more than that, we're learning how to take out something called a filament.
Filaments.
If, if something is in your body that's not spinning correctly, that's not keeping everything in balance, it can be replaced etherically. Let's talk about that a little bit.
That's right. Well, when I'm working in a person's energy field, of course, I can sense the energy, I can feel it with my hands, and I can see it also in the form of auras. And when I'm working near the chakras, in the energy field of the actual chakra, I can feel the way that it flows, whether it's going clockwise, and whether or not there are open filaments within the chakra. I think for years we've seen pictures and illustrations that showed four petals of the root chakra and then the multiplying numbers as you go up. Well, these are all the filaments, and we're beginning to be able to actually see and feel them. We can see the different petals, if you will, of the flower and see when one is malfunctioning or maybe not getting the energy flow that the others are getting.
What I found out when I wrote the book Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension, is that we have 144 lotus petals in our seven chakras. There's your 144,000 mentioned so much. So those are the people that are going to rise up to the fifth dimension energies. Anyone who's working their chakras and aligning with their spiritual chakras are the ones that will rise up, because their 144,000 petals are reaching up to the correct places. Is that not true, Bonnie?
That is absolutely true. And when you think about it, it makes perfect sense. Imagine when you are connected to this source, whether you call it God or the universe or just divine love, when your system is vibrating in the same harmony with what we came from and what we're going to go back to, then yes, absolutely, you are one of the 144. Yes.
Now, the other thing that I want to mention that's really important is that you and I, through our workshops, and now we're going nationally, we're going to be going out and teaching this work to anyone that wants to invite us. The exciting thing is that we have emotions. We have emotions, we have the physical body, and we have the spiritual. Well, the emotions are connected to the physical body, because as our emotions go, as our thoughts go, so our body feels, because our thoughts affect our body. Actually, they're first. I always believe that physical disease comes after an emotional upset. And then the second thing is that you have to connect that to the spiritual. When all three are in harmony, you're in perfect health. When they're not, yes. When there's a pain, when there's an upset, when there's a concern or a worry, then the body begins to tilt and get out of filter. It's almost like a solar flare experience.
Right. And in my new book, Spirit Flight, Claim Your Joy and Your Health Will Follow, I explain very specifically how these systems work. And I've seen people who come to me. I had a case very recently, I told you about her, who is very much interested in raising her spiritual vibration, but could care less that her body is failing. And I was trying to explain to her how very important it is to integrate all of these things together for the greater good.
Well, you know why people do that, Bonnie. They're in their ego, I have to say that. And they are wanting everything very fast. There's no patience. Yes. There's no caring. There's no tenderness with themselves. How can we give patience, caring, and tenderness to others if we can't give it to ourselves? So she really is asking to be out of balance.
Right.
I don't care about the body. I just care about the soul. Well, we're taught that in the early churches way back when, but now we know better. And I think that thought is now a little bit passé, that your body is your temple and you have to take care of it, because this energetic burst of solar flares, whatever you want to call it, is not going to be able to penetrate the body in a balanced and healthy way unless you're taking care of all three.
I agree.
And, of course, we have ways of testing now, actually through muscle testing and through our own third eye. We have ways of testing to see which emotion is out of place and which filament needs to be readjusted.
Right. And this is what we're beginning to sense when we're doing a healing session. This is the new energy that we've been talking about. And this is the new energy that if you come with us on the cruise to 2012, you're going to experience.
Okay. So we have a lot more to talk about after we listen to these messages. Ascension,
Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The three spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension. How to access the fifth dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our fourth year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the third Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net.
Let's Find Out is looking for winter and spring of 2011 guests for our show on bbsradio.com. This is a special opportunity for you. Do you have a life-changing product or service such as coaching, books, holistic products, workshops, animal psychics, or anything at all that you would like to advertise? Here's your opportunity to prominently present yourself before a worldwide loyal audience of Let's Find Out. A fee is required to be included in this exciting promotional lineup, and the proceeds enable you to be advertised all week on Let's Find Out and Facebook, and to receive your show archive for you to put on your website. Let's Find Out is a life-changing show and home to many groups throughout the world with several worldwide affiliates. We discuss holistic health modalities, energy healing, psychic sensitivity, the paranormal, past lives, keeping healthy naturally, and other metaphysical subjects. We have a great listening audience, and we utilize a 3,000-plus email list every week to promote our guests. This is really a great way to advertise yourself and your business. We send out an email to our extensive fan base promoting your appearance on Let's Find Out. BBS will provide an archive within 24 hours after your show airs, free for you to download and share. As a guest, you will be able to advertise your appearance on your website blog, as well as to email and invite all your contacts. Let's Find Out will keep an archive of the pod show along with your website link. Let's Find Out will forward any and all email from their listeners to you after the show regarding your airtime so that you can add this to your email and contact list. Let's Find Out thank you for taking the time to being a guest on our show. To query us, please send us an email to elizabeth.joyce.radio@gmail.com and we will be happy to contact you. Thank you.
Spirit Flight, Claim Your Joy and Your Health Will Follow, was born out of the idea that we're all made up of three things: our conscious thinking mind, our spirit, and our physical body. There are many books out there which address any one of these things separately, but many times they're too deep or difficult to read. Spirit Flight contains clear, helpful information for all the components of you, put together under one cover in an easy-to-read and understand format. Now, wouldn't we all like a manual for living a complete, balanced, and happy life? This book is full of exercises and resources that describe how to make simple adjustments in your life that help you take charge of your own well-being so that you can reclaim your joy and your health. In a special chapter called Practical Application, you can look up any health issue and you'll find herbs, vitamins, and dietary suggestions, along with emotional and energetic reasons for the illness,
plus affirmations for changing the energy. That's pretty complete. So if you've been struggling with your health, your wellness, or you just want to find balance and joy in your life, read Spirit Flight. Claim Your Joy and Your Health Will Follow by Bonnie McDade.
Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade will be speaking and doing private readings and vibrational healing sessions on the Cruise to 2012 Seminar at Sea on March 5th to March 12th, 2011. We are sailing from Los Angeles to the Mexican Riviera. It will take place at the time of the Mayan calendar moves into the ninth wave, the ninth evolutionary progression, or the underworld, which happens on March 9th. This is the last and most significant wave on the Mayan calendar when humanity moves into universal consciousness. The last two waves were hit in 1999 and in 1755. This next one will cause a huge shift in consciousness. We will be celebrating this new wave on the cruise. Some of our awesome speakers include Carl Joan Kallman, the foremost expert on the Mayan calendar and author of The Mayan Calendar and the Transformation of Consciousness, Damian Brinkley, Jim Mars, Richard Hoagland, Chandra Ray, Michelle Whitedove, Susan Chomsky, and Michael Corey. Plus, there will be an amazing Peruvian Incan shaman named Malaku. I am really excited about being a presenter on this cruise, and I want you to join me. Please consider it. We are going to have a fantastic time. Email me at Elizabeth_Joyce@Verizon.net or call me at 201-934-8986 for more information. Also, you can go to www.cruiseinto2012.com. Hope to see you aboard.
You are listening to bbsradio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. It's time for the Metaphysical Book Corner. This week's pick is The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield. Now, I imagine that many of you have read this incredible adventure since it was first published in 1993, and maybe The Celestine Prophecy was instrumental in your own personal quest for spiritual answers. So tonight, we'll recognize it for the springboard that it has been for so many lives. The saga begins when an unnamed middle-aged male narrator picks up and quits his meaningless life to track down an ancient Peruvian manuscript containing 9 insights that supposedly prophesy the modern emergence of New Age spirituality. South of the border, he encounters resistance from the Peruvian government and church authorities who believe that the manuscript will undermine traditional family values. While dodging evil soldiers and paranoid priests and pseudoscientific researchers, our hero sequentially discovers all 9 insights during a series of chance encounters. Redfield has a real talent for page-turning action, and his quest leads us through the understanding that everything happens for a reason. There are no coincidences, and we learn about auras, spiritual energy, and other psychic phenomena. If you've never read The Celestine Prophecy by James Redfield, pick it up. If you remember how it excited you when you read it the first time, revisit this wonderful work and see how it affects you from your current life perspective.
Behold the way our fine-feathered friend his virtue doth parade. Thou knowest not, my dim-witted friend, the picture thou hast made. Thy vacant brow and thy tousled hair conceal thy good intent. Thou noble, upright, truthful, sincere, and slightly dopey gent. You're my funny valentine, sweet comic valentine. You make me smile with my heart. Your looks are laughable, unphotographable. Still, you're my favorite work of art. Is your figure less than Greek? Is your mouth a little weak? When you open it to speak, are you smart? Don't change your hair for me, not if you care for me. Stay.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, co-host of Let's Find Out, and we are talking about our new gifts and challenges that are coming from the universe for the love month of February, because love is coming, and we are celebrating Valentine's Day as well as Heart Month. This is the time, Bonnie, to absolutely look at your physical heart and physical body as well as your emotional heart and your emotional body. Isn't that good? February is a good month.
It is a great month, yes. And who can't relate? Whether you have a sweetheart or you have a divine spiritual love in your heart with the new energies that are coming in, it's just, well, it's indescribable.
I had the cutest little thing happen the other day. I know an older lady that lives alone, and she has a dog. And she keeps asking her dog, will you be my Valentine? And she made the dog a Valentine meal. With dried food, she made a heart, and then she put the wet food in the middle. It was the cutest thing. It was just imagine.
I love it. Well, any way that you can express the joy that's in your spirit is going to be beneficial to you. So many times, I know you're on Facebook, and people are out there on Twitter, and they're doing the MySpace thing and everything. You see so many complaints. People are complaining about the weather, and they're complaining about, oh, it's Monday, I've got to go to work. There's always something to complain about. But if you stop and you just give thanks and be grateful for what you have right in that moment, this lady was happy to have her dog. She wanted to experience the celebration of that particular moment, and she did it with such style. I love it.
I do. I thought that was really cool. I wanted to take a knife and cut the cake.
Yeah.
put a candle in the middle and just blow on it for love, right? Let's blow love all over the planet. Yeah. Send it over to our troops overseas while we're doing it.
Amen.
Well, we were talking about solar flares, and we were talking about how it's caused a disruption. I don't know if you realize how much Quebec, Canada, has had a mass ejection from the sun, and it's really reached and required several fix-ups with their energy system. Wow. So that's more towards the top, towards the North Pole.
Sure.
And the impact was largely limited by the world's, because the electricity was, I think it was like in the evening, and so there wasn't so much electric on. But now the world, of course, is utterly reliant on stable power supplies.
Yes.
And the delivery of all our essential services, including the internet, is dependent on all of this. And a similar event can occur, which would create a radically different outcome than it would have even 30 or 40 years ago. I mean, when John Lennon was singing All There Is Love, we didn't have the internet the way we do now. I don't think we had it, did we?
No, so you're right. We would have been much more suited for a blackout at that time. Forget it now. We're so dependent.
Do you know what I keep seeing? The story that my son told me. My son is in China, and he's teaching the Chinese children English. So he's over there. He's been there almost 4 years. And he keeps telling me that the country isn't as advanced as we are, and that they just get up in the morning, and they go out to the rice fields, and they do their work, and they come home, and they have a quiet fire with wood, and they have their family, and they raise their families as best they can, and they educate them as best they can. But they love and worship the teachers that teach their children, but they are afraid of things like roller coaster rides or rock music. They don't like any of that. They're really in simplicity. And I see that we're probably all going to have to go back to some form of simplicity. It doesn't necessarily have to be a dangerous thing, but can the people in New York City and London and Moscow, can they accept going back to simplicity?
I think there will be some who can, but there will certainly be a lot who cannot, because we've got a really, really spoiled generation on our hands right now. People who have no idea what it would take to grow a tomato plant or to have to survive without the modern conveniences that we're all so used to leaning on.
Right. You know, unfortunately, it's being suggested that we're due for some of these flares that will be disruptive. And the new solar activity is set to reach its maximum between 2012 and 2015. But it begins after August of 2012, which is right at the time of the end of the Mayan calendar.
Right. Well, that's why there's all this hubbub about this shift. And that's why we're discussing this, so that we can put everyone at ease and realize that it is not, in fact, the end of the world, that we can prepare for these changes. So what would you suggest with regard to preparation?
Well, I know people are getting in their own generators, and they're making what is called a root cellar. I don't know if you remember
the root cellars back in the
early 1900s, where they are canning and storing their food. And again, they're hoeing their gardens. But the thing about the gardens is interesting. If you don't have your ultraviolet light, you might have a problem, because the soil can be destroyed with the solar flares, and you won't be able to grow. So you're going to need to have soil also stored away. This is a magnificent, magnanimous project. Do you not think so?
That's really incredible. That's something I wouldn't have even thought of. But you're absolutely right. Of course you would need that, because you would need the nitrates and all the nutrients that are in the soil. You would need the worms
And the problem is that you need to have the natural sunshine to power it and to keep it healthy. And if you go and use soil in a cave, it's not going to be the same as soil in the sun. And the only way that we know to recreate it are the ultraviolet lights that they use for violets and that type of thing.
We'll need electricity.
I don't know how generators work. I don't know if they work with electricity or batteries, but if you have a generator, then you should be okay. But how many people do?
Right.
Nobody's aware of the great vulnerability that our electricity networks and the transformers bring.
We
could have an electromagnetic storm 10 times the strength that we've seen with a hurricane, and things can be knocked out in 3 seconds. There's no time to plan.
Right. So now is the time to plan, to prepare.
But
learn.
There are countries that are building transformers, and they're manufactured in Brazil, China, Europe, and India. But the U.S. is not manufacturing these transformers in case of such an event. So
that doesn't surprise me.
So they're getting ready for these electromagnetic storms, and they're hoping that they can survive them. But the vulnerability has increased.
Now, what are they telling the people, though? I mean, is it something that's discussed on the nightly news in other countries? Are they all banding together, and we're just the only ones who aren't thinking for the future?
There are some countries like India and China that do have massive gardens that are owned by the state, the rice fields and that type of thing, that I think they are preparing for some of this. But most people are ignorant about it, and it is not a common subject that you would hear on the air.
No, you're right. You're right. Well, we're going to have to do some some more of this.
I do know that I have been told spiritually, Bonnie, where the safe places are. And I'm getting that the St. Lawrence River and Upper New York State and along the Canadian border is going to be a pretty safe place. But you only have like a 15-mile radius on each side. And then whatever that line is, I believe it's the 50th latitude on both sides of the planet. The one down in Australia and the one up here is where you'll be able to grow the food. So those are now being vastly populated because that's in Vancouver. Vancouver is absolutely having a mass of people move there, as well as Montreal and parts of New England, Vermont, and New Hampshire.
Do you think they realize what's going on? Is that the people that we're thinking of?
Well, a lot of Asians are moving there, and I know that they realize it because they are in that kind of a belief system. So it's very interesting. And we'll talk more about this. We'll be right back.
Wisdom Magazine is one of the country's largest free holistic publications, with 150,000 copies printed monthly in 3 regional print editions. Wisdom is dedicated to opening people's hearts and minds to the philosophies, products, and services of the new millennium. Visit us at wisdom-magazine.com to view our web edition.
Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. This is a new book by Elizabeth Joyce. People are being shaken awake. Sometimes it takes a kick in the pants to wake us up. Looking from a higher perspective, we are experiencing birth pangs of a higher consciousness, the fifth dimension. The 3 spatial dimensions of height, width, and length, along with the fourth dimension of time and timelessness, we are familiar with. But what is the fifth dimension energies? Mark Dodich, astrologer, says, if you are opening to a greater spiritual dimension of your inner self, then this is the book for you. Ascension, How to Access the Fifth Dimension. Go to www.new-visions.com or amazon.com and get the book. It's a must read.
The Bucks County Metaphysical Association, BCMA, is a nonprofit organization focused on teaching love, self-care, and self-responsibility by sharing our talents with others to enhance and serve the community. The BCMA does this by providing holistic health care and metaphysical programs, by keeping people informed about issues that affect the health and welfare of the community, and by generating lectures and events to support the local Bucks County charities. We're beginning our 4th year of community service and are known as the Metaphysical Education Center of Bucks County. Please join us for our upcoming lectures and events. Not only will it be informative, fun, networking, and community sharing, but you will also be supporting some wonderful charities. We look forward to seeing many of you on the 3rd Wednesday night of every month at 7 p.m. at the Circle of Miracles Church, 10 Beulah Road, New Britain Township in PA. For a list of our charities, please visit our website, www.thebcma.net.
This is Bonnie McDade, co-host of Let's Find Out. Join me next week when my guest will be Miriam Knight. Miriam moved to Oregon from England from about 10 years ago with her husband Jeffrey, a clinical hypnotherapist. And they both did a midlife shift, leaving high-powered corporate positions to become healers. Miriam is the founder of New Consciousness Review, an online community for readers and authors interested in spiritual growth, enlightened living, metaphysics, and the body-mind-spirit genre. She was previously the publisher of New Connection, a top holistic journal in the Pacific Northwest. Her website is ncreview.com. She was born in Venezuela and raised in Boston. A perpetual seeker and entrepreneur, Miriam has over 25 years of experience on three continents in the corporate and medical fields. A spiritual seeker, perpetual student, energy healer, and well-versed in many aspects of holistic health, Miriam is devoted to applying her experience to inspiring collaboration and positive change on a global scale. So tune in next week, February 13th, 9 p.m., to learn more about her fascinating social network and how you can get involved. Spirit Flight, Claim Your Joy and Your Health Will Follow, was born out of the idea that we're all made up of three things: our conscious thinking mind, our spirit, and our physical body. There are many books out there which address any one of these things separately, but many times they're too deep or difficult to read. Spirit Flight contains clear, helpful information for all the components of you, put together under one cover in an easy-to-read and understand format. Now, wouldn't we all like a manual for living a complete, balanced, and happy life? This book is full of exercises and resources that describe how to make simple adjustments in your life that help you take charge of your own well-being so that you can reclaim your joy and your health. In a special chapter called Practical Application, you can look up any health issue and you'll find herbs, vitamins, and dietary suggestions, along with emotional and energetic reasons for the illness, plus affirmations for changing the energy. That's pretty complete. So if you've been struggling with your health, your wellness, or you just want to find balance and joy in your life, read Spirit Flight, Claim Your Joy and Your Health Will Follow by Bonnie McDade. You're listening to BBSRadio.com. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio network on the planet. This is Let's Find Out with your hosts Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade. We're coming to you live every Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern and 6 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial 888-815-9756 in the U.S. and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. Now, if you're just tuning in and you'd like to hear this rebroadcast in its entirety, a recording of the show will be available tomorrow by clicking on the archive link on the Let's Find Out page on bbsradio.com. And now, let's find out with our hosts, Elizabeth Joyce and Bonnie McDade.
Done is keep believing there's someone in this crazy world for me. The way that people come and go through temporary lives, my chance could come and I might never know. I used to say no promises, let's keep it simple. That freedom only helps you say goodbye. It took a while for me to learn that nothing comes for free. The price I've paid is high enough for me.
Welcome back to Let's Find Out. That was Funny Valentine by Linda Ronstadt, of course. And this is Bonnie McDade. I'm back with Elizabeth Joyce. And we're going to talk a little bit now about Amma and our visits to her and what you can expect if you go to visit her.
Yeah, but wait a minute, you know, you'd make a pretty funny looking Valentine.
I would.
I want a guy. I know you want Damon and I want my guy.
There you go. There you go. Oh, I love Valentine's Day. I love Valentine's Day. And I love when we went to see Alma and she hugged Damon and I together. And that put us, well, that was just a divine combination right there.
She brings together souls.
She brings together souls. Yes.
And then she called you and I to her feet.
That's right.
We got to hold hands as she took our hands and blessed them and asked us to bring the love energy of the fifth dimension healing to the planet. And we've worked very hard this year to do so. In fact, she asked us to begin to do divine sittings. And we want to explain that, Bonnie. You go ahead. Tell the people what you say at the opening of a divine sitting.
Oh, sure. A divine sitting is an immersion for 1 hour in this incredible energy. It's done in complete silence. And the way it works is Elizabeth and I go around and we'll clear your aura, your energy field, and restore the natural flow, as well as apply the divine seals, which have also come through Alma. And after an hour, you'd be incredibly surprised at how much better you feel, how much rested you feel, and really depending on what was going on in your body when you came to the sitting will definitely have an effect on the outcome. But we have seen some miraculous outcomes.
Oh, well, the whole thing is the alignment of the chakras, because when people come, more than likely their chakras are not aligned, but they have worries and they've gotten what's called a tight energy. I call it a tightened up energy, where it's like a rock inside of you and you and I try to open it and loosen it. Sometimes you have to take a machete in there, but most of the time you can loosen it with light, with the laser light. And this light that comes from the ninth chakra through the pineal and pituitary and out the third eye is very powerful. It's like an ultraviolet ray, and that does help us and guide us to the parts of the body that needs to be pierced and shaken up a bit and realigned. And therefore, Bonnie and I do that while we're going around the room, and we at least align very succinctly the seven chakras, and then we ask the body to open up the eighth, eight and a half, and ninth chakra as is needed.
And that's right.
It creates miracles. It creates blessings. It creates healing. It creates instantaneous results. You remember Mike, one of our guys that wanted a job, and he put that in the circle of light, and he got that job that next week.
That's right. Yes, he did. And we've experienced physical healings as well. We've had people come in with blood disorders who left without them, people who came in with trouble with the reproductive system who left without them. And these things have been documented, and you'll be able to read about them in our new book that's coming out and our new classes. That's right.
But the exciting one to me was when there was the teenager who really wanted to commit suicide, and this girl kept running away. She was from Connecticut, and she kept running away, and all of a sudden we were doing the seals distant with her. And this is important for people to hear, because you can do this distant as long as well as up close. And we were doing it distant. I think it took about 2 months before she calmed down and got back to being normal again. But the mother knew that it was coming from the seals. And then we had Debbie on that special day with Richard Shulman, and her heart that had been scarred over years, and she had had two strokes, didn't have a scar on it when she went back to the doctor a week later.
That's
so
right.
So this is how the love is affecting us on the planet.
That's when right. And it's come through Alma, and she's sent it through us for the betterment of the planet.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, all energy that we know of comes through Alma.
Right, as far as we know, yes.
Now we're going to talk a little bit about love, Bonnie. I want to talk about being in love and feeling love, and how does love affect us? Why does a love affair feel so wonderful? Or even being pregnant, that's a love affair. And having a garden grow and having your first opening flower in the spring, that's another love affair, don't you think?
It really is. And all those things that you described, and even the story earlier with the woman and her dog, if you can sit still and really appreciate in the moment that rose or that puppy or your sweetheart. A lot of times we take them for granted. They get the brunt of our day. We come home and we smash things down and go, oh, what a terrible day. But to sit and appreciate the love that's right there in front of us and then to project love back to them, you create this incredible circuit. And not only with people, but it works this way with plants. It works this way with food. When you say grace over your plate, it works to raise the vibration of your dish. Yes.
I know that when Iris, our dear friend Iris, is on the North tour with Amma, mm-hmm. and they are in a foreign place up in northern India where the water can be dangerous and the food can be dangerous, Amma has mm-hmm. taught them to put their right hand over the food and say, you know, Lokaha Samisaha Sukhinu Pavandu, and just say Amma's name. And she claims that anything that's hurtful will be taken right out of the food.
Of course. Well, where do you think that grace came from? It's not a new idea, but it absolutely works. We do
and
it.
And most people don't bother. They don't think it's important. They're too busy either texting or eating their meal with one hand and watching TV with the other. They just don't bother.
Right.
And,
no,
you know, our
right.
body is so special, Bonnie. It is so special mm-hmm. that I have always taught that making a meal for somebody is one of the greatest ways that we can show love. And never, ever have a meal with somebody that you don't like or who makes you uncomfortable, because that's going to affect the intake of food and your body.
Right. And don't try to eat when you're in the middle of an uncomfortable situation either. If you're in the middle of an argument or a heated discussion, you're going to have to eat dinner when you're through with that, because it won't nourish your body correctly. It will cause physical harm, physical issues.
And of course, one of the things that people do are pick a fight at mealtime. I don't know why. I guess it's the only time that people sit down and bother to talk to each other. So
maybe
communication skills need to improve also. And honoring people, honoring your child who may say, I don't want to go to college because I can't do algebra, I can't do the geometry, I can't do the prerequisites. I would rather play the trumpet, I would rather fix cars, I would rather do something else. To honor mm-hmm. the child where they are instead of trying to make them your projection of what you think they should be.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And to have a loving response, even in the heat of the toughest moments, sometimes we do have bad days. We all have to pick up the socks off the carpet. We all have to do laundry. We have to drive the kids to soccer practice. We have to do all of these things. We have to drive in rush hour traffic. But if you can gather yourself and remember that we are all in it together, it's not just you who's experiencing these things, you get an appreciation for how we all managed to get through it in the end.
Well, you know, I'd like you to give your website, Bonnie, so that they can have access to your book.
Oh, sure. It's blossomspring.com.
And I'm at www.new-visions.com. And Bonnie and I will be right back with Let's Find Out right after these messages.
I've ever done is keep believing there's someone in this crazy world for me. The way that people come and go through temporary lives, my chance could come and I might never know. I used to say no promises, let's keep it simple. That freedom only helps you say goodbye. It took a while for me to learn that nothing comes for free. The price I've paid is high enough for me. And fool enough to think that
that's what I'll find.
Well, that was one of my favorites, I Really Need to Be in Love by Karen Carpenter. And she is just a delightful singer, and I loved her when she was alive and doing her music. And she's written some fabulous songs, including the wedding song. She wrote the wedding song. So Bonnie and I, yeah, she did.
I just love her voice. There would never be another like her.
Clear and crystal clear and very, very talented. So we're going to be traveling to different places to teach this new spontaneous healing work. And our first trip out is the cruise into 2012. Let's talk about that. I'm so excited about the cruise into 2012. We are
really... Oh, my goodness. I'm ready. We're ready. We sit here at night and we look at the web page and we plot what we're going to do and all the things that we're going to see. And it's just so exciting. It's so exciting. We're going to be among so many experts in the fields that, well, I can't wait to learn more about. I want to learn more about the Mayan culture and do that ceremony. Oh, I just can't wait.
Yeah, he's a wonderful guy, the man that's leading. But I have a little surprise for you.
Okay.
We are going to do an offshore excursion if I can get it arranged.
Is that right?
Yeah. And we're going to be going into a chapel that is centuries old. And we're going to do a meditation and we're going to raise people's vibration.
Oh, Elizabeth. That's wonderful.
And I'm in the process of... This is a surprise for everybody. This is going to be very powerful. This chapel really had a wonderful pull for me. And I wanted to do something. I wanted to present something offshore. And so I'm in the middle of doing it now. Now, Dr. John Kalman, who I have met, is the one that's very, very knowledgeable about the Mayan. And he's going to be leading this wonderful service, the ceremony, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
The ceremony. And then we're going to be going to this chapel, and it's just fabulous. I want to go.
When will that take place? Is that going to be the
same
day? It's going
to be on the 8th. It's going to be on the 8th. It's going to be the day before.
Okay.
We're going to be going to, I'm trying to think of the name of it. It begins with an M.
Mazatlan?
Yeah, we're going to be going
there.
We're going to go to the old beach. And we're going to be going to this chapel that's in old Mazatlan. And we're going to be going there and sitting down and having our ceremony. And then we're going to be able to shop in that old city.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's part of what we're going to do. Bonnie, you and I are going to have a lot of information. It's Mazatlan. That's where we're going.
Yeah, Mazatlan.
That's a lot. And we're going, sorry about that with my pronunciation. I haven't
That's
been feeling
okay.
it lately, so there you go.
You got it.
But the chapel is one of the most honored chapels that, you know, that is on the planet. And here it is way out in this wonderful area. So it'll be exciting to be able to do that.
That is a wonderful surprise. Now, anyone who's interested in joining us on this cruise, you just go to cruisetot2012.com. You'll see all the information there, all the presenters, all the excursions, all the ceremonies and classes. It's just, it goes on and on and on. If you've got the means, do join us. It's going to be incredible.
Well, the other thing that to consider is that it's one of the most beautiful places in the world where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And it also does have the energy of the Mayans. You'll be learning a lot about what's coming into 2012. And you'll also be learning a lot about what to do and how to handle it, as well as we're going to be doing the chakra alignments on board, and we're also going to be doing the divine sitting. So you'll be able to get yourself in perfect alignment to appreciate this exciting place and visit and search for all of the things that you might feel that you knew in a past life.
Oh, it's wonderful. Now, I think that we're coming up on our meditation. We have a special meditation tonight for the month of February and for Valentine's. And this is the true love meditation. Thank you, Elizabeth. This has been so much fun. Have a great night.
Right. And I hope that we see everybody aboard real soon.
That's right. Good night, all.
Good night.
This is the True Love Meditation. Do you believe that your true love, your soulmate, is out there waiting to be found by you? Let's use the power of the Law of Universal Attraction to help us find our true love. Now, you may do this meditation as often as you like and for as long as you need to feel complete. So let's sit comfortably. Place your feet flat on the floor and make circuits with your thumbs and forefingers. Take a nice deep breath in. Let it out. Another breath in. And breathe out. One more time, breathe in and let it out. You are now clear of mind and connecting to your blessed higher self, that part of you who is in constant communication with the divine. This is the real you, the you who knows your heart's desire, because it remembers all of your past lives and knows who you are to meet to fulfill your karmic goals in this lifetime. Now, once you can sense the connection between you and your blessed higher self, ask to see the face of your true love. It may be someone you already know. You may see a completely new face. When you see the face of your true love, ask your blessed higher self for a name. Now ask for a geographical location. Where on the planet is this person? Ask for a time or an occasion when you might meet. Take your time with these questions. You may return to your fully awake state when you feel satisfied with your answers, when you feel that your session is complete.